And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. We've got Doug Kern, the tackle guru himself, in the studio talking all kinds of tackle and fishing and fisherman's landing and all kinds of fun stuff. Going to be a great show. Corey and I are looking forward to having a lot of fun. Pete Gray still out of the studio out in Kona fishing on the Maui Jim corporate yacht for the Firecracker Tournament. Hopefully we'll hear from him today and hear about them catching a big one yesterday and catching a big one today, hopefully. So, but lots of great show coming your way. Going to be all kinds of fun, all kinds of tackle information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And again, I'm stoked to be in here with you.
Oh, man, Corey, me too. I always so much fun when we're away. It feels like, you know, the boss is gone, so we get to, you know, and Corey and I get to run this thing on. And what a more perfect guy to have in here, Corey, than having Doug to hang with us. I mean, you want to talk about a fun day to talk some tackle and some good timing with the fish in the way it is.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
With everything going on in the ocean, there's a lot.
Yeah, you know? No doubt. Well, Doug, we're pumped to have you, and thanks for coming in to hang out and talk some fishing with us for the next couple hours.
Well, I'm totally pumped to be here. I mean, you can just tell from like a week and a half ago until now, it went from spring to summer.
How true is that?
It's 4th of July week. The fish are biting. It's just gorgeous out there. You know, we were in La Jolla yesterday having lunch, and the beach was just completely packed, and people are out having their fun. And the fishing this spring has been so fantastic. And then you just see what's coming into our waters now. I mean, it's started out with that bluefin about April 1st. You know, April Fool's, first two in the season. Well, no, it's legit. And then we caught fish all through the spring. Great fishing, you know, through the spring at the Coronado Islands. And now the yellowfin have come in. The dorado are showing up. Even some marlin rumors. And I'm certain there's, you know, some truth to that.
Oh, yeah.
Some guys that, you know what they're looking at and so forth. So... we are in for a good summer, and I'm just, like, it gives me shivers thinking about how great this summer is going to be.
These are, like, my most favorite times when you kind of decide what you want to go catch. You know, are we going to go whale away on, you know, nice 10 to 30, 10 to 40-pound yellowfin tunas and have fun with poppers and small tranks and casting rods and go whale away? Are we going to try and go elsewhere and just try to target those big bluefins? Are we going to be surprised by whatever we see? Are we going to try and go fish kelps for yellowtail and dorado? Like, you get to pick and choose what your target is, and then you get to be happily surprised when it changes halfway through the day. Like, they're such fun times.
Well, and this is like real fishing to me. I mean, this bluefin thing, it's bluefin or bust. And you go out there, and if you don't find the bluefin, then they are finicky and hard to get on sometimes. That was your day. But now, you know, you put your cedar plug, your trolling plugs in the water. You know, you troll around. Maybe you get a jig strike. Oh, I got a patty. You know, maybe you pick off some yellowtail, or, you know, oh my gosh, even some dorado in, you know, June, for heaven's sakes. And you know, then you get a foam or a yellowfin, and then, oh, there's the bluefin. And so your days become way more interesting and more possibilities. I mean, there are four legitimate species right now, and every method. They might be on the surface, they might be on the sonar, they might be on a kelp, you might get one on the troll. So, I mean, this is what fishing is supposed to be, and so I couldn't be any more thrilled.
Well said.
And it's cool to see the stuff in full day range, you know, and have, yeah, I mean, the bluefin thing is really cool, right?
Yes.
But
it's
have
the coolest.
30, 40, yeah, right? But have 30, 40 people on the boat and you know, maybe half around on the bluefin,
yep,
and here
right.
comes the yellowfin. And this weather has it written all over it. It really does.
Yeah.
It does. And this is, you know, sport boat friendly, private boat friendly, yacht friendly. It's, you know, everything from in fairly close to as far as you want to go. And multiple species, and if you want to target the big ones, you can do that. If you just want to have fun and put some fish on the boat, you can do that. I mean, this whole, you know, it's offshore popper fishing is the equivalent of inshore yellowtail surface iron fishing.
Right.
You know, you're casting on boiling fish, and you're getting hooked up and seeing the bite and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we have all this available to us right now. And I just know it's going to get better. The fish are so widespread now, a little bit maybe even trickling up into U.S. waters, but, you know, well below the 32 line, you know, down off Ensenada, there's fish down there. There's fish at the 32 line from inside all the way out, you know, to like 117, 40, or 45. And then, you know, you come up to the Coronado Islands, looks like the yellowtail are trying to start getting with it.
Mission Bell, I know, had a great day there a couple days ago.
Yes, and so that's straightening away. It's, you know, we had that red tide and a little crummy water there for a while. Then you've got the 425, 371 zone. A lot of that kind of is out to the west of the banks, but, you know, that's developing. And then on up to the 320 or the 224 and the 302, and west of that's getting going. And then out to the corner and the 43, that's getting going. And then on the other side of the 118 line, which is, you know, kind of getting up to the Clemente zone, that's going. And then even up, you know, you go to Clemente and the yellows are biting. And then up to Catalina, the yellows and the sea bass are biting. And up to the Channel Island, they've been having like an epic sea bass fishery. I mean, we're
That's 100 miles of fish.
We are surrounded. Like a, you take a pinpoint on Point Loma and draw a 100-mile circle, pick your direction, you're going to have an opportunity, you know.
It's so cool.
Oh, my gosh. And the shop is buzzing right now.
That was one of the things that I... Well, I mean, obviously, I know because you and I, like, high-five and shake your head every day at how crazy things have been at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. But, you know, tell us about it. It really is. It's been such a unique year because with this... Especially... The big bluefin thing just does something to the tackle shop, and I always joke that it's just different than it has been in years past. For, you know, I've been there for 20 years now, and for 15 of those 20 years, we always said the same thing. When a guy says, you know, when a guy would call, I'm coming down from L.A., what do I need to bring with me? We would say the same thing. You need some 25-pound and a pack of 2-0s. That's
yes.
it. That's all you needed ever from before.
Yeah.
And now... Oh, my God. You kidding me? There's so much specialized rigging and theories and how to get a bite and what to do and small hook versus big hook and short top shot versus big top shot. And I will say it, the boys at the tackle store are so good comes to that and the rigging that comes out of there. And, you know, the fortunate thing Fisherman's Landing Tackle has for it is Big Fish always has been the specialty of that shop. You know, we're the long range central, like where it happens, and this big tuna just so played into the strength of
fish. Fits right
landing.
In.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for 40 years plus, our logo has been a 200-pound tuna. A yellowfin, but still, the techniques of all that long range fishing, a lot of the rigging and so forth transfers over into what we do on this bluefin, so we were able to just step right in and then... You know, the fact that, you know, a lot of our guys fish that stuff, both the sport boats and our private boat guys in the tackle store, we've taken that ball and run with it to develop even further techniques, you know, that whole yummy kite thing. It was, you know, first thing was used on the sport boats, but now we've taken it to the next level.
Totally.
You know, we've always dropped jigs down for tuna when they were deep, you know, PL-68s and Tatty 4-0 Blue and Chrome Glows, the Bluefin Special.
Yeah.
That's nothing but a simple flat fall. You know, so we've already done that. And, you know, so we've done all these techniques. And you're right, the guys in the shop are, have taken this to the next level. And, you know, we'll at times have 3 and 4 guys on that counter just rigging all day long, flat fall leaders, yummy flyers, whatever anybody wants. You know, I want to try this. We got you.
Yeah. This big fish is posed... I mean, problems isn't the word for it, but it kind of is with stock fishing tackle.
Oh,
you know,
my
like
gosh.
Trying to basically what we're doing is we're just taking lures that were designed
salmon lures
to have no bearing of what we're asking them to do
and
catch big fish. You know, the flat fall was originally designed to catch snappers,
rock
you know, like
fish.
In the Gulf,
yeah,
and rockfish, and
that's crazy.
And a colt sniper, that's a dart, it's a salmon lure,
yes.
And yet we're trying to catch 200-pound tunas, so. You know, changing rings and changing hooks and changing leaders.
And leaders so you don't get chafed off and, you know, and then just the technique itself.
Right.
You know, well, what do I do? You know, well, if, you know, do I throw it upwind, downwind? You know, how far do I let it sink? Am I getting bit on the sink or on the retrieve? Or, you know, and so it's really become fun. And then, you know, so now we're mixing in all these other species. So when you go fishing right now, you have to have a little bit of a game plan in your mind. And you've got to have multiple outfits that are rigged up for different things. You might have a sinker rig. Okay, you know, right. We've got a meter mark at 150, 200 feet. Well, am I going to use my flat fall or am I going to use my sinker rig? Well, a lot of it's been sinker rig this year. So you put a sardine on and send them down there 200 feet and, you know, long drifting and that kind of thing. And then the next one you pull up and it's a foamer. And so poppers, obviously, I think Southern California is tuned into the whole popper thing. But you got to make sure you've got a heavy leader on there. So if that... you know, 80-pounder whips it all the way down past the ring, you don't chafe him off after 30 minutes. But now we've, you know, colt snipers this year, probably better than I've seen it on this bluefin ever.
Ever.
We've always done that for yellowfin, you know, just throw a dart out and catch a yellowfin. Well, now the bluefin are responding to that, probably better at times than the bait. And then, you know, you've got the jerk baits and you know, all these other kind of things that are techniques that, you know, people are still kind of questioning, well, how do I do this,
yeah.
You know? And surface irons, you know, throw a surface iron, catch an 80-pound bluefin. I mean,
it's so cool.
So you can get overwhelmed and confused, so you actually want to have your game plan set in advance, but be prepared to adjust. if you see something going on the boat, especially a sport boat, and one guy catches four in a row, nobody's caught anything else, okay, I'm not opposed to stealing a good idea. I mean, if he's doing something that I'm not doing, I'm going to shift over because for whatever reason, the fish are responding to that. And I've always said, give the fish what they want. Don't question and try to overanalyze it.
Totally.
If they want a freaking Colt sniper, I'm giving them a freaking Colt sniper.
And you don't have to steal it. You can just borrow it, right?
Yeah,
I'm just going to borrow it for the day.
And I'm not opposed to lending an idea, too. Right. Somebody wants to steal my good idea.
This fishing has been so much fun. And now with this, you know, casting lures for all this tuna.
Oh.
And a huge part of it has been how the gear has advanced and made that job easier. You know, Your gear has just come so far, and you know, with tranks and you know, I mean, I dare to even say it, some of the spinning gear has come a long way, and you could fish a Tranks 400 that is lesser more than a bass reel. I mean, they can basically fit in your hand, but I mean, you all day long catching a 30-pound yellowfin tuna on that reel, no problem. And it's just for those that haven't made the switch or haven't invested in a new piece of tackle in a while, it's amazing the difference that it is, the ease of casting, how much easier it makes your job than it used to be.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I mean, you literally took the segue right out of my mouth into the gear. So with all these techniques and all these lures, you know, we've gone to longer rods, similar to surface iron casting. I mean, now a minimum of an 8-foot rod and sometimes a 9-foot rod. And even in, like you said, the spinning outfits, you know, we're selling 8.5 spinning outfits, you know, with heavy line and, you know, specially geared for this type of stuff. The Trank series has just changed the game. The 400s for the school-sized fish up to a, you know, 40, 50 pounder.
Right.
And the Trank's 500, you know, commonly for that 80 to 100 pound grade, but they've certainly caught 200 pounders. Your main restriction there is going to be your line capacity. You know, they don't hold as much line as a Talica 20 or something like that. But to be able to cast confidently without backlashes when you get maybe your one shot of the day, sometimes that bluefin in the early season, you get one shot during the day. And if you backlash, that's it. Your buddy catches one you didn't, game over. But so that Tranks 500's changed that game a lot. And, you know, the rods have just – a lot of rods that existed – like that 800 series Calstar, you know, the heaviest one they ever made was a heavy all these years.
Which was like a 30-pound rod, 40-pound rod, maybe.
Maybe a 40-pound rod, but, you know, now we've got extra heavies and double extra heavies, and so you can throw, you know, 80-pound Spectra with a 60-pound top shot and pull hard on an 80- or 100-pound tuna on that rod, where before we didn't have some of these rods, and every company is adapting and adjusting to this, so the rods, the reels, the line, the technique, the lures, it's all, you know, Shimano went into this thing for a while, systems, you know.
Right.
You know, like when they first came out with that, you know, the vertical jigging thing, it was a system. Well, this is definitely a system. You've got to have your rod, your reel, your lure, and your technique and your mindset all on the same page, and then you can convert in a given situation.
What a great way to put it, man.
Yeah, totally good way to
awesome.
Put it. And we've got a couple hours with you in the studio, Doug, and we're totally stoked. And, man, it just couldn't be a better time of the year, really. I mean, with the yellowfin and all that bluefin already around, but the yellowfin moving up. And you want to join us this morning, our number here is 833-288-0973. And like always, the lines are completely packed at this point in time. So if you're getting a ringtone, just know that Adam, exactly. And we're giving away a really cool prize today, a pair of Olakai sandals, the Ohana. It sounds like something I would totally
They're great. We carry them at the shop. They're the most comfy pair of sandals you'll ever put on in your life. They're awesome. The Ohana is one of the most popular pair. It's a men's beach sandal. They're fantastic. You will absolutely never go back. Really, really nice pair of flip-flops.
Yeah, I never knew. I mean, I wore flip-flops all my life, and I never knew they could be that comfortable until I got a pair. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, one of our callers got a chance to win one today, the Ohana Old Kai sandals. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with Doug Kerr and Fisherman's Tackle. When we come back on 97.3 The Fan.
The Western Outdoor News Big Fish Challenge is back again for 2019. It lasts all summer long, and every time you go fishing, you can win. Fish when you want, as often as you want. There are six fish categories and a low entry fee of just $10 per category. Or why not go all in and enter all six categories for only $40? Check onebigfish.com for complete details and to enter today. You can win both weekly tackle prizes and the grand prize in each category you enter. $30,000 in cash and prizes are up for grabs. Anyone can win as long as you enter. Categories include Bonito and Barracuda, Yellowtail, White Sea Bass, Halibut, Tuna, and Ling Cod. Big Fish wins in each category each week. Simply take your fish to one of the many weigh stations, upload your photo, and your catch is in. It's all sponsored by Mercury Outboards. Enter now at onebigfish.com. You're going fishing anyway, so why not enter and win? Check Western Outdoor News each week and be sure to enter at onebigfish.com today.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup on 97.3 The Fan. And I'm just everything going on. It's just we're talking Cedros, we're talking the yellowfin coming up, and it's just I'm in a lather this morning.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
If you're not in a lather now, you're not.
Right? Yeah, you're in the wrong sport, buddy.
Right?
You'll wait for the golf show. We were during the break. We were talking about Cedro Sport Fishing and that incredibly generous, you know, donation that was made on their behalf, and so much too to the bidders at the Tuna Wars. Dallas and I were the live auctioneers. We mentioned it a little bit yesterday, and you know the excitement level was there, and people were bidding, and there was a trip to Cedro Sport Fishing that was being auctioned off, and it was a really fun bidding competition between a gentleman and a lady, and they knew both what they were bidding on. They wanted to go to Cedros, and they wanted to make a donation to Friends Rollo. Each of them had bid more than what the retail cost of going on a trip was. You know, so like the retail trip, whatever, you know, it was X amount of dollars. Both of them were up into the $3,000 mark, knowing that they were bidding on a trip that was, you know, that was $2,000, you know, but they wanted to make a donation.
Exactly.
It was all fun. And then Rosie stepped in excitedly and just said, I'll tell you what, if both of you bid four, we'll make it a trip for two for each of you. And they both said yes. And next thing you know, there's
cool?
An $8,000 donation to Friends of Rollo, and a big thanks to Cedro Sport Fishing and everybody again that participated at that Tuna Wars event. It was so much fun. And
they were both winners in, you know, donating and going to Cedro. So, I mean, it was a win-win-win, really.
Yeah, totally.
And it's cool to see the industry put it all all in together to make it happen. It's really cool. And, you know, I was up at Alpine Beer last night and saw Kyle, and Kyle was there serving beer, the Alpine Beer.
Totally.
Okay. Really cool. And, you know, he donates they have a fishing club every Sunday. I think it's the last Sunday of the month today, actually.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so he charges $1 a ticket for a raffle, but a good part of that goes to Friends of Rollo.
Oh, man,
he cuts a check
cool.
to the Friends of Rollo.
That's
so
cool.
They were there serving beers at the event. And,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was just cool. I had no idea. That's great. Good on.
Yeah,
good
it's just it's nice to see everybody in the community come together for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and just the whole thing. It's good.
Yep. I was told multiple times what a great job that Rick did on the raffle.
Rick and Dallas. Come on now.
Yes. Well, I wasn't there, so I didn't see the dynamic. But I just want to say congrats on that. Well, job well done, both of you.
We had a good time. I couldn't have done it without my partner in crime, Dallas.
Nice.
I had a lot of fun doing it. It was cool for sure. And I brought her in today because at some point, a little later in the show, we never really had a chance to talk about our Kingfisher trip.
Right.
Things have been so busy, but later in the show, we'll give their full report. And I thought it'd be fun to get Dallas's point of view from having never been there. And you know, lots of times we get to talking about trips, and you know, a very common question among callers: Hey, is this a good one to bring my wife or girlfriend
on?
That kind of thing. So later in the show, we'll give you the full rundown of our big Kingfisher Charters trip, which I know will be fun. Doug, you and I have been there together, and it's a great spot.
Oh.
So yeah, we'll definitely look forward to hearing the whole report. It was a great trip.
Dude, the pictures on Instagram are crazy.
it looked like a good one.
It was a fun one for sure. Well, the phones are packed, Corey. Everybody's excited to talk to Doug.
Let's jump in and let's talk to Brett. Brett's calling from San Diego this morning. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Brett?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Maybe you guys can clear this up for me. The bluefin fishery nowadays, and everybody knows they're sketchy. They don't want to get near the boat, and that's, you know, where the flying the kite, getting that yummy way out so that the fish will be on it. How does that apply to trolling for them? You know, I've heard of guys trolling their cedar plugs way, way back, more than you would normally troll for tuna. Is that something that you guys are aware of, or maybe you can shed some light on it for me, trolling back maybe even 100 yards?
Yep, I'm aware of trying everything to get those silly things to bite, and sometimes they just climb on, and other times nothing, no matter what you do. But, I mean, if you have a typical spread of five, definitely the plugs have become the method of choice. So, not just the cedar plugs, but, you know, the Max Halco 130s and the Yozuri plugs. You know, they're little 4-inch long plugs that dive down a few feet. They're high speed. You know, the Vibe, you can troll that up to 12 or even probably 15 knots. But I would always have a little variety in the pattern, have something short, something medium, and then, you know, we call it the whiskey line in marlin fishing. But yes, I would. If you're seeing schools, you're not getting bit, you can put that thing, like you say, 100 yards back. The thing you have to be aware of is if you're running and gunning and trolling, it's pretty difficult because now you've got to wind this thing in 100 yards. So, you know, you've kind of got your game plan set after you get the day going and see how the day is materializing. But if you're running on spots, trying to wind in five trolling lures and then get to the spot, it does cost you a little bit of time. You have clutter in the cockpit, so you've got to have a method to get all those five trolling rods out of the way, because when you run up on a school and start throwing surface stuff, the last thing you need is a bunch of trolling rods with loose lines and so forth. But that's certainly one tactic that people have used, is put one way the heck back there, and as soon as you get a response on that and they're picking on it, now you know it's working. But, you know, if you go a half a day and, you know, you get a jig strike or two and none of them's on that long line, you might as well put it back closer, because, you know, it will cost you time if you find something in the gyros and have to run on it. Now you're going to wind something in 100 yards.
Doug, being a private boat guy, and if you were going fishing, you know, on your Parker, if you were going tomorrow, would you, what kind of spread of trolling jigs, like, would have been kind of the, I mean, I know, just like Brett was saying, bluefin are not an easy fish to pick a trolling jig for, because they don't tend to bite them as well as yellowfins do, but now with the yellowfin being a factor, what kind of spread do you think you'd put out, knowing that you might encounter either or of those type of fish, and maybe pick off a Dorado? Like, what would your four or five jigs be that you'd be putting back right now?
I would probably have at least two of those high-speed trolling plugs, one in a brighter color, one in a purple, just so you can have a little variety. I'd have one of those tight and one of them mid-range back. Then I would have one or two daisy chains of some sort because they create, a little bit more, like there's simulates more bait in the water sprinkling on the surface. I love jet heads because they create a bubble trail and they stay in the water better than a traditional feather. So maybe, one or two of those. And then without a doubt, one or two cedar plugs. Black and purple and the natural are the two go-tos typically. I'm going to have maybe three plugs and two daisy chains or maybe even four plugs and one daisy chain, but kind of mix it up. And then if they start picking on something, you can always double up on that. Sure. It's like it's obvious they want the black and purple cedar plug. Replace out your natural one, replace out your Halco Max 30 or something mm-hmm. like that. But I like five jigs. I like something tight to the boat, something mid-range, and something a little longer, maybe back on the seventh swell. But, back that distance, that might be, 40, 50 yards, something like that. But I don't typically do the super long thing, but the trolling hasn't been that effective the last 5 years, so I haven't done a lot of trolling to speak of. But that's, my memory banks from way back when they bit the troll.
Yeah, right?
But and then just the osmosis in the shop of what people are telling us they got bit on. Yeah, there's not a ton of trolling, but now there's becoming more. And those are the jigs. You watch what they're buying. You hear the comments. So you can take your knowledge and watch what people are doing and telling you in the shop, and that's the spread that I would go with.
That's awesome. That's great dope. And it was fun hearing yesterday Mike Pritchard, when he was on the, called in from the Tribute, saying that their day got started on a lone jig strike on a root beer Zucker feather. You want to talk about old school.
Well, there you go.
Somebody had a root beer Zucker feather out there,
wow.
and a bluefin ate it, and
that's
it turned
cool.
him into a drift, and away they were on, drifting on bluefins.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
right?
just fun to hear that going. Well, Bert, I hope that answers your question. Appreciate the call very much. Hey, we got a buddy on the line, Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance on the line. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. Another great show this morning. Fun times at the Tuna Wars raffle the other night.
Yeah, that was a good one, buddy.
Yeah, I was out on the water on Thursday and got into a bunch of popper yellowfin. A lot of fun on the poppers. But that kind of led me to a question on poppers for these yellowfin. What, you guys have a difference in color, manufacturer, size? I mean, what's your number one go-to popper kind of rig?
Well, I'll start with the size first. If you remember in 2016, we had great popper fishing, same-sized fish, a few big ones, but, a lot of that 70, 80-pound stuff. And it was all the Haymaker, was the big famous jig. That was the 195-millimeter, the big boy. For whatever reason this year, it seems to be more the next size down. So, there a lot of different poppers work, and it's kind of random. You'd have to do 10,000 fish in a row and all the poppers, to tell which one really was getting picked on the most. But that 160 size, 155, 160, somewhere in that. The Halco Haymaker, the Yozuri in the second size down, the Chug Norris Nomad Jig, a lot of them work well, and then even down into, for the yellowfin especially, down into that next size, that 135 length, they're hard to cast on heavier line, but for the yellowfin, those are like magic. So, again, the fishing, the way it's been here, you need a little bit of variety of stuff. I'm not saying you have to go nuts over it, but, have a couple different sizes of poppers, and, you can throw for that yellowfin on your smaller gear, a little Trinidad 16 or even a 14 if you want to, or a little Tranx 400 or, a mid to smaller 6,000 size, 8,000 size at the biggest, spinning reel, and then have something ready for the big boys if you run into them. And if you happen to have the bigger size popper tied on, there's definitely been fish caught on that this year. But I think the main thing, if there was one thing to key in on, it's probably been that second size down. Make sure and have a little bit of that on the boat.
That do it up for you, Sherm?
Yeah, it was an amazing day on the water. It was flat, grease calm on Thursday, and you get out the gyros and you could see spots of tail and yellowtail and puddlers all over the place. You just run off on them and throw the popper and the mega bait, and it was instant bindo. It was a lot of fun.
That's our kind of day.
Gosh.
Well, appreciate the report and the phone call, buddy, very much. Thanks a lot. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon, Scott.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. You got it. And, you know, it should be said, too, that for what Scott was doing, that is the ideal rig. Not that they don't bite the popper on a sport boat and things like that, for sure, but what you were describing, like, ideally fits a guy like that, a 25-foot skiff, blasting out, going to, you know, run up on spots and cast at him where you have your own. I mean, does the popper have its place on a sport boat? For sure, but not like your 40-pound fly line bait outfit does.
Nope, exactly.
And you know, I mean, obviously, all of us would love to have the unlimited tackle arsenal, but in an ideal world, like you say, you have that Tranx 400 and, you know, basically like a double again heavier version of what a bass rod would be.
Yes.
You know, 8-foot, light tip, cast that, you know, 105 size popper at your school size yellowfin, and then you've got your heavier 8-foot, still designed to fish a popper, but still be able to take, you know, should a 100-pound bluefin eat it, you know, you want a different set of gear in your hands than you do when you hook a 15-pound yellowfin.
Well, and I think it's time for everybody to revisit their days of being able to cast light line and a small bait and fly line well, stand at the tank, pick a good bait, maybe even down to 20, certainly 25-pound test, and if you get into some of these, you know, smaller yellowfin like that, the guys that can fish are definitely going to catch more on the bait, too. Some of the bait stops have been pretty ripper, but a lot of them have been a little bit more finicky. So, you know, on the sport boat, yeah, right situation, go to the bow, throw a popper, maybe get one. But, you know, hone your bait skills.
That's good info.
That is. I mean, there's literally an entire generation, Doug. And you're laughing because you know what I'm going to say.
I know.
There's an entire generation that has no idea what a 3-inch anchovy is,
you know,
and how to fish it. And
even these 4.5-inch sardines, I mean, they're not all the same. Some are sluggish and have little red blotches on them and missing some scales, and some are like racehorse, you know, light green with some yellow. And
that's really, you know, coming from the bait-making standpoint, that's really the worst size sardine. It really is. It's the most difficult to corral onto the boat and get off the boat.
Really?
Okay.
In a healthy situation. Uh-huh. Yeah, they
beat up more.
They don't like being corralled. They don't. They just don't handle it very well at all.
Yeah, okay. No. Interesting.
You could deal with 3-inch anchovy much better than a 4-inch sardine.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
That's an interesting perspective.
And so that's why you see it like that. You know?
Okay.
When you have a mixed up, when you have that size sardine mixed up with 3-4-inch anchovy, it's a whole different situation.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
But the small dean, they're firecracker. They don't want to be messed with.
They do not like being corralled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the cure time, you know, any different on them? I mean,
they just don't deal well.
Okay.
They don't.
They don't like being in the box, no matter how short or long that time is.
But a 5-inch, 5.5-inch sardine is completely different.
What a trip.
Yeah, that's really cool. They can school and mill and be corralled and loaded and unloaded in a very healthy situation.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just kind of cool.
That's
coming from that end.
I like it.
Let's jump into it.
Sounds good, Corey.
All
what do
right.
we got?
Let's talk to Marty. Marty's calling from Camarillo. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Cookup, Marty.
Rick, Corey, Doug, good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Marty?
I have a question and then a quick comment about Shimano service.
Anything you got, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay. So since I got number one and number two tackle guys from Fisherman's Landing, have you ever thought about putting like a webcam in the corner of your building? So when they offload the fish and things like that, people like me who live 180 miles away could look at the fish and see what's going on.
You know, we've never really considered that. I know they have them down at the beaches and, you know, everywhere around the world, and it's an interesting idea. Just nothing that's ever come up on the radar.
That's a good idea,
right?
Marty.
Yeah, it'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, seeing all the craziness and emotion going on.
Right?
And then that's one thing, and Marty, obviously you know it well, having talked about it, but for those that haven't been there or just getting into it or maybe, you know, spend most of their time fishing up in L.A., the landing on a summertime Friday night or Saturday night is the most like palpable electric feeling there is ever. Everybody's there and stoked and loading their gear and getting ready to go fishing, and all the fish are coming off the trips before, and the guys are high-fived and having a cold one in the parking lot waiting to go on the next trip. It is such a cool feeling, and it's for sure the reason I have worked there since I was in high school and will for the rest of my life. It's just that place is so special in the summertime.
To me, the memories that go way back are the generators, and in particular the Prowler, because it had a very distinctive generator, and the dock carts coming up, and then the crew members yelling out, number 27!
Yeah.
You know, and they're getting their bags of albacore or whatever it is, but It just comes to life. It's really cool. You know, a few hundred people going out and a few hundred people getting in, and they're all excited, and then just the various noises. Boats backing in, generators, dock carts, you know.
The PA's talking. Yeah. Just everything going on.
Totally. Going to Point Loma Seafoods and getting your squid sandwich before your trip goes. Like, there's so many rituals that everybody has when they come down to Fisherman's Landing, and getting to be a part of it is something special. Marty, you said you had a question about Shimano service as well?
Okay, so I bought a Saragossa 5000 a couple of months ago. I always thought it felt a little out of balance. So I sent it to Shimano Service, and Ryan was the tech who worked on it, gave me a call and said, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it. And I had somebody else look at it, and he said, you know, he didn't see anything wrong with it either. And I said, okay, send it back. If you say it's good, it's good. Excuse me. And he said, no, wait, I want you to be happy. He said, let me give you a call in a half an hour. He called me back probably 15 minutes later and said, hey, look, I got a 5,000 Twin Power that's been sold, but it came back, so it's not really new, but it's never been fished. He said, I'll send you that if you want to.
Get out of here.
Right?
So he really, he gave me like a double upgrade.
Yep.
Yeah.
And sent the spool back of the Saragossa with the line on it.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I will never buy another reel that doesn't say Shimano on it, just based upon that one encounter.
Yeah,
that's awesome to hear, Marty.
A customer for life.
That's really cool, Marty. And that's what it's about. You know, there's other companies that have, you know, decent service, and they've got great reels, and they've got whatever. But Shimano has it covered from every angle. And trust me, Marty, I fished several different brands, and I'm into several different brands. But you can't beat Shimano in the end. You can't.
That's a great story, man. I'm glad to hear it went so well. Like I say, that's an upgrade, and that's like the handling of a situation that didn't need to be done that way. But like you said, they went over and above, and I'm glad it worked out so well for you, Marty. That's great to hear.
And I'm stoked to hear it too, but I'm just not surprised because we hear this all the time.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
They're awesome.
And the best part of it, they're right in our backyard.
Yes.
Yeah. Shimano Service still in Irvine.
Yeah.
Still ready to roll.
So anywhere from Southern California, they're right in our backyard. Hey, we're having a great time this morning. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Tackle. We're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
I love the ocean. I also respect the ocean. So when I'm paddling, I always wear my life jacket because things can change fast. You should do the same, and so should the people that you're with. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30th, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time and just nothing but good times. And we have the catch report
coming up, right? Let's find out what's biting out there.
And the report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches, sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives on the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect the oil before you pump it into the water. I mean, that's what you want to do, right?
Well, pretty cool deal, that Blue Guard. If you're not aware of it, you know, we talked about it before. Corey's talked about it a bunch, but it's basically a sensor. It's a bilge pump and a sensor. And if your bilge was leaking oil that you were unaware of, and the bilge, fills up with oil and water, because oil floats, it will detect that in your bilge and not pump it into water. Should you, though, have a severe situation where you have a lot of water and oil, once the water has floated the oil above that line, the bilge pump will still continue to work, and it'll pump all that water out of your bilge, and then when the level drops to the point where it's just oil again, it'll shut itself off. So it'll still continue to pump the water that's in your bilge, but it will not pump any oil out of the bilge. So a really cool design.
It really is. And it's just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BGI.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine or San Diego Marine Exchange.
You got it, man. Well, we're going to start off our catch report up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We got the man, Shane Manser, is on the line from the Dana Wharf Report this morning. Shane, good morning. What's going on up there at Dana Wharf?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, man. I heard a little rumor those calico bass are biting up at the bass capital of the West.
Yeah, it's definitely showing that for sure. Well, we've kept it rolling on from last week pretty much with the calico bass fishing and remaining the front center on our local three-quarter day and half-day trips. A few positives, you know, coming into the week. Little ones, you know, a little bit of sunshine, a little better weather, a little better water. Small little things, not a whole lot of change, but, you know, good stuff in the right direction. We remain super busy with tons of action on our local stuff with the half-day trips, fly line baits out away from the boat. Super productive, rubber lures, surface irons, all that stick baits, artificial stuff. It's been working really well, too. So what a better way to come hone some skills and, you know, get used to throwing that surface iron and calmly, you know, getting it out there properly and retrieving it and working on some of that and catching some bass like that too. So, super fun. Further down the beach, the three-quarter day stuff, more or less the same kind of deal, you know, with that bass fishing. Some good kelp stringers and stuff clinging to life still there on the spots. And the bass fishing really, really good. A great mixture of bait we've had lately. Sardines mixed in with this anchovy. A little bit of both every day this week, so it's really played into seeing the legal bass ratio climb. So that's been nice with that weather, especially, you know, a little bit of sunshine this morning, even cracking out earlier. So fingers crossed, keeps going this way. The Fury again, those guys, they've been picking up exactly where they left off last week too, at the islands, Clemente, Catalina. Great bass fishing over there at Catalina. Some kelp, too, on the spots over there, growing back the bees and some of that stuff, Salta Verde. So some good bass fishing on the kelp line and some barracuda on there and some legal ones coming over the rail. And they're staying on top of that yellow bite as best as possible as well.
Great.
A couple here and there this week. One yesterday, I think, back over to the island last night. So get a report from those guys today. Full summer schedule running. Definitely good call. Booking reservations with us. Super easy on our web. Everyone's on to that, danawharf.com. You can call the landing direct, of course, 949-496-5794. However, when you book online, you can save 25% off on our local three-quarter day or half-day trips with the code being LOCAL,
L-O-C-A-L,
LOCAL. So, yeah, all the month of July, save 25% off the trip. Easy as that. So.
Love hearing the reports like this, Shane. It's just like every trip that's leaving from Dana is on good fishing in their own, you know, whether it be on the coast or over at the island. Great to hear that bass fishing is just firing on all cylinders and the little bit of exotics with the yellows and cudas. It sounds like a great time to be going, Shane. And as always, we appreciate a great report and what a great opportunity saving some dough by using the code LOCAL when you're booking online with your local trip, man. Appreciate a great report, Shane. Somebody wants to come fishing Dana Wharf one more time, shoot us a phone number how they can get a hold of any of you guys in the office or book that trip.
Again, DanaWharf.com, and then the office line is 949-496-5794.
Right on, buddy. Great report, as always. We appreciate that, and we will look forward to talking to you or Wooly or Pika or any of the crew next week.
Yeah, I think you'll talk to Wooly next week.
Right on, Shane. Great job. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you then. Thanks a lot. All right. Hey, we got a little bonus to our catch report, and we're going to talk a little Cedro sport fishing. Almost teased it this morning, but we got Steve Pazel on the line, good friend of ours, who just came back from Cedro sport fishing in that fantastic Let's Talk hookup trip. And Pazel, I understand it was quite the good one.
Yeah, believe it or not, we were actually the high boat, and it was...
I don't believe it.
I know that nobody does. But the one thing I do need to thank Corey picked out some swim baits for me at the Fred Hall show, and those things killed it, and I am out of them. So I'm going to have to come back and revisit on the calendar.
Oh, we do a lot of outfitting for guys for Cedro sport fishing trips at the tackle store, and we got a lot of stuff, and I've been there a bunch of times myself, so we find a lot of guys too. But it's one of the hardest things there is when somebody says, well, how many swim baits do I need to bring?
Exactly.
And it is the toughest question to answer, because it just depends on how fanatical you are about it. Like, I like calico bass fishing down there more than anything. It's my favorite thing. And I have gone through a 1 gallon Ziploc bag completely jugged full in a day before. And then I've had other times where 25 baits lasted me the whole time. So,
or that bag will last you the whole trip.
Yeah. It's not an easy question to answer. But Pazel, if they had fishing like you did, I'm sure you went through a pile.
Yeah, we went through a bunch. I literally, the first day we calico fished, I had 50. It didn't matter what I did; it was ridiculous. it will probably never happen again. But so to talk about the trip real quick.
Yeah, let's hear
amazing
it.
Amazing trip, great group of guys, 12 guys going down, and the process is just so seamless and so turnkey. Rosie and her team met us at the at CDX. All the instructions to get through, what you give your stuff to the porters, it disappears, and you get on the plane and you fly to the island, and you don't really touch your gear until you start rigging it up when you get to the lodge. I mean, just amazing. View from the lodge, I mean, this was my first trip there. The view from the lodge is just spectacular. I mean, we just sat up there every night and just, looked out over the ocean. I mean, it was amazing. The food was great, and the staff is just spectacular. Richard and all the guys, I mean, getting on the boat, they won't let you pick up your tackle bag. You can't take any of your stuff. It is such an amazing operation. I mean, it was just crazy. I mean, everybody got, the food was great, the accommodations, people, I mean, everything was just super nice. And then under the fishing, there was more bait in the water than I think any of us had ever seen. I mean, square miles and miles of anchovy.
Just sheeting across the surface.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as you could see, and it actually made fishing for yellows tough because there was so much bait and so many birds diving, it was hard to see anything. So you would cast out, and we were catching barracuda, we were catching bonita, and then the yellows, we ran and, run and gun on the yellows. I fished with Mark Rubin and Johnny Lorman, and we had Javier as the guide, super aggressive guy. Again, you're not going to believe this. We were the top boat for yellows every day.
How cool.
The last day, Mark and Johnny Hood never caught yellows. Mark caught somewhere between 8 and 9 on the surface iron. it was crazy. And to the point, he was catching so many, I made him give me the rod. You know, he had Pete's rods, but I'm like, we're trading rods with him. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what he threw. you know, it was cool. One gear tip. I mean, neither of these guys had fished yellows or surface iron. So I happened to bring a spinning rod that they were using. And that thing worked great just to make it easy. That, and we use Corrados and I use my Tranks 500 and really just killed them on it. It was super fun.
What a crazy scenario,
Paisel,
though,
what
man.
How cool, buddy.
You'd have the yellows chasing the chovy to the beach. I can only imagine the bass flipping everywhere,
You got me so fired up, Paisel. I'm glad the trip went so good, and, man, so successful, and what great yellowtail fishing. And that's what it's about, man. That's why you do that trip. You fly down, great accommodations, great people, great food, great fishing. Life doesn't get better than that. And how easy is that CBX flight, you know, originating in the United States? You park your car, you hop on the bridge, next thing you know, you're on your own chartered plane and you're at the island like nothing. They've really made that whole deal seamless.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And just one other thing, we had people target halibut, we had people target sheep's head, and one other quick thing, the wind came up one day, so I switched to a Colt Sniper just to try to get the bait that we're fishing calicos. And the captain gave me one of those looks like, I don't know what you're doing.
Right, here comes Paisel.
every drop, so then we all switched to Colt Snipers and doing this. And then the captain, he's still not buying it, but we were killing it on the fish. The next day, we were fishing, and he grabs the Colt Sniper rod, casts it out. He caught two yellows himself on the Colt Sniper, so I left a couple of Colt
That's
Snipers.
Rad.
Nice.
Great trip, highly recommended. I can't wait to do it again, man. It was really spectacular.
Awesome, buddy. Well, congratulations. Glad it was such a great trip, and thanks for the little bonus to our catch report, Paisel. Really appreciate it, and all the real congrats on an awesome trip. Sounds like you guys killed it.
Thanks, man.
All right, appreciate buddy. Appreciate that. Let's continue with our catch report. We're hitting the surf. The surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Couldn't be better, buddy.
Yeah, we're settling into some nice mixed bag fishing here. You know, the water's slowly creeping up. The only player we're kind of waiting for is the Corbina. They've just been tantalizingly tough to hook, and we know how that can be, but we get some more sunny days, I think that'll improve. Let's start up North Hook Line Sinker reported good action on the rocky beaches, and this was the case up and down the coast. Squid tip swim baits and cut squid was working well on a mix of calico bass, sand bass, Yelkin croaker, and a handful of mostly short white sea bass up there. They did have one legal fish, 31 inches. The best bet for the halibut's been Goleta Beach. Wiley's reported very good mixed bag fishing, and this is mixed bag fishing because this is what they reported in the shop this week. Halibut, calico bass, sand bass, yelping croaker, barred perch, sheephead, white sea bass, opalai, shovel nose, sargo, leopard shark, all in the catch this week. And they're just saying you cast out and you see what you catch. Just Fishing reported improved Corbina bite along Manhattan and Torrance beaches there. Screening for better sand crabs or soft shells has been key. Some guys are using the exotic baits like go shrimp, and they're taking the go shrimp a little bit, but kind of a tenuous bite there, and I know it's going to improve. Big Fish reported a good croaker bite off the Seal Beach Pier and Jetty and at the Bolsa Chica Inlet, spot fin to 4.5 pounds, and yellowfin to 4 pounds. Mussel's been the top bait there. Ketchum Tackle reported improved Corbina action along the peninsula, the stretch near the pier. They're seeing a lot of fish in there and some quality ones, but you really have to work for them. But there are guys getting bites, so it's worth a try. Hogan's and Dana Point reported good mixed bag fishing at Doheny and below the pier. Bloodworms, lugworms working for a mix of barred perch, shiner, perch, yellowfin, spotfin, the same kind of mix. A few Corbina there, mostly the small ones. Up and down, catching a few. Pacific Coast reported good croaker action. Sorry about that. On Oceanside Pier, below the harbor, dredging still been the key there. 4 pound, 10 ounce spotfin leads the shops. Derby, 3 pound, 13 ounce spotfin, I think second place, the guys are telling me. And then the top halibut this week, they keep churning them out. 33 inch, 15 pounder. Taken in the lagoon, and the guy down there said very good calico bass fishing in the rocks too. A lot of fish in shallow, could be a function of all those grunion runs we've had over the weeks here, and that shallow water is really good, and I'm sure Corey can recommend a nice grunion pattern bait that you might want to throw in there, and always a chance of a sea bass or a striper in there. So very good overall fishing. You know, you gotta figure out what you're going to target, though. I think you gotta kind of.
I like those problems, buddy. Too many options is a Cadillac problem I can handle, man. I like it.
Absolutely. You start talking surf and grunion runs, Gundy, you get me all lit up, man.
I want a striper, man. I want a striper from the surf. I know that that's a fish that requires a lot of time to put into it, but I just think that would be such a cool fish to have under your belt as a surf casting
striper.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. That's good times.
I'm in it. Well, Gundy, great report, buddy. We appreciate you doing such a great job compiling all that fantastic information up and down the coast, and look forward to talking next Sunday.
Guys, good show. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Gundy.
Such an awesome report, and that's always my favorite of the week, and it's sponsored by Bill Varney. And this summer, Bill Varney and CCA will be holding a series of on the beach surf fishing clinics. To learn more, go to surf fish. I keep thinking of surfline.com.
Yeah,
I want to go look at it, right? So fishthesurf.com and click on seminars. Also, if you need any tackle, what Bill Varney's using exactly, go to surffishtackle.com where you can find everything he's using. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have more from Doug Kern and Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. A radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is Hunter Renfro.
The Padres play here.
A two-run shot to dead center. Hosmer scores 12-3 Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Mision Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Mision Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mision Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Mision also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Mision Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisionLoreto.com for details. La Mision, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For two live webcams, an up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot
graphite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.